Holly Berry apparently came out with this trending stuff. Her 5-year-old son loves to embarrass her in public. Apparently, he says really loud her full name in public.
That's so cute.
Like, Holly Berry, can you pass me the ketchup? And she said it's so embarrassing because she's trying to be low-key.
Right,
she's a celebrity. And he knows that it's going to get a reaction from people around their table.
Right, yeah.
And so he keeps on doing it whenever they're in public. So it's tough for her to take her 5-year-old son in public when he's yelling, Holly Berry, can I get a napkin?
Right.
Just like, no, that's your mom, buddy. Just say mom. You can't do that. So,
I know. That's actually so cute that he does that.
So we're asking you, parents, what embarrassing things do your children publicly tease you about?
Oh, God. I mean, I have so many things.
Is there a long list for your son?
For my son, he's a complete turd. But he likes...
I wonder where he gets that from.
I know. I have no idea. But lately, he's been... I think you got this from his daddy, actually.
Always blame his dad, yeah.
He's been telling everyone, my mommy is single because she's hard to get along with and high maintenance. It's like, he just...
So he's just stating obvious
facts. No,
no.
It's not... First of all, I would love to know where he heard that from. And he brings it up...
The public.
He just tells it to random people. He just... Mm-hmm. By the way, my mommy's single because she's high maintenance. And I'm like, son, stop saying that. Or he likes to tell everyone my hair's fake. And
they already knew that, too.
And, you know, she takes forever to get ready. She's all about, you know, she cares too much about what she looks like. And I'm just like, why are you telling people this? Like, this is not.
Why are you speaking the truth, son? What? Now, what? Why would you do that? Didn't I teach you how to lie better?
It's like some things you got to keep to yourself, you know? Like, come on. But he's just always like yelling out inappropriate movie quotes. And, you know, which I actually think is funny.
So you like that. That's not necessarily embarrassing for you.
It's embarrassing for me because then other people look at me like, are you going to let him say that? And then I say, yeah, it's funny.
Look, I know I'm going
to say it at school, though.
Whenever I have kids, I know I've got it coming back to me.
Oh,
like I understand that. I've accepted that because when the embarrassing thing I would tell about my mom when we were in public, I would like maybe fell off my bike and I would have like a skinned up chin or something on my arm or whatever, where I'd be playing baseball.
Yeah.
And somebody would come up to me at Deerberg's and they would say, hey, what happened to you, bud? And I'm like, my mommy beats me.
Yeah.
And I thought that was so funny. I thought that was hilarious.
Oh.
Now, if that would happen, you would be on CNN in 2 minutes, and there would be 9,000 tweets, and everybody would be taken away in a wagon, and somebody would be like, oh, what is going on? And it was the 80s, so everybody just laughed about it.
Of course.
And it wasn't that I got, you know.
No, you didn't again, beat
no, it was
but yeah,
from,
but yeah,
from that, and I thought that was funny as a kid.
Of course.
It's not funny. You shouldn't joke about that, but I didn't know any better.
Right. But I will say, you know, I think that I'm sure your mom or your dad embarrassed you in public, too. That's where my son gets it, is I live to embarrass him in public. Like,
right.
I love to do it.
So what embarrassing things do your children publicly tease you about is what we're asking. And the list is endless with Tingy.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm sure I did more than that.
Right, right.
I mean,
I knew
for a while that I thought that I was the Incredible Hulk. So I would growl at just random people in the grocery store and I would scare old people.
Yeah.